Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Coming up next, Lisa Brox talks to a farmer's market fan who literally wrote the book on Midwestern markets, and she ponders how new residents can influence the ever-changing local food culture in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
It's back to school time at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Our twin towns have been awakened from their summer slumber by the appearance of many new residents, all of them anxious to figure out how to make this place feel more like home. Chances are, wherever they came from had a farmer's market, so the local markets might be a good place to start. Large or small, farmer's markets are in practically everyone's backyard. At the United States Department of Agriculture's last count, that was in mid-2011, this country boasted 7,175 markets, a 17% increase over 2010, and there are most certainly more than that now. Markets aren't just great places to pick up locally grown farm-raised produce and meats and cheeses and flowers. They're not just great places either to get to know your farmers, though they are certainly one of the few places you can interact with the people who grow your food, and they're most certainly the only place where you can interact with those people in big bunches all at once. Supporting the local food economy and sustainable agricultural practices are really important, but when you're just getting to know a new place, you might be looking for something else. You might be looking for somewhere to get some people watching in along with your produce.
Good to meet you.
So nice to meet you. Yeah, it was.
In case you're new to town or you don't get out much, we have a large and busy farmers market in our midst, Urbana's Market at the Square. Every Saturday from early May through early November, an otherwise far out combination of families, tattooed hipsters, elder folks, University of Illinois athletes, young couples, and people of every possible persuasion come together to get their tomatoes and their kale, but also to see and be seen. A few years ago, the market's gorgeous food, diverse vendors, and interesting demographics attracted the attention of food writer and cooking instructor Janine McLaughlin, who then featured it prominently in her recent book, Farmers Markets of the Heartland. But Urbana's market is far from the only market she visited. Janine, who lives in Chicago and has a place in Michigan, is a bit of a super fan of markets. She attends them religiously and in many Midwestern locations as though they're her favorite rock band. She talks to the farmers and to the patrons. She tries all the food. And it's safe to assume she has an array of t-shirts and tote bags from her various visits.
And I do consider myself a farm groupie, and that's what was the reason that I wanted to write the book, because the vendors who are here all have such interesting, distinctive stories. For example, here at the Urbana's Market at the Square, we have Prairie Fruits Farm, and I first learned about them, and there was kind of this talk amongst chefs that where, hey, there are these soil experts who are on the faculty of University of Illinois, and they're making this fantastic goat cheese, and here I was able to get a little tiny bit, and now they have a thriving business and are doing fantastically well. And so I wanted it was a great opportunity to go out and meet farmers and taste their food and find out their stories.
She returned to Urbana's Market at the Square for the first time since 2009, just a couple of weeks ago, to do some shopping, meet some patrons, and sign copies of her book, which, she reassures a potential purchaser, is not just a cookbook, it's a storybook, too.
The other thing, though, you can explain to your husband, is that there are very few recipes, comparatively, in this cookbook. Actually, it's not a cookbook. So there's a lot of information about what goes into putting on a farmer's market and background on these farmers who work so hard. So If anyone is a farmer's market enthusiast, it's for them.
Farmers markets in the Midwest too often don't get their due. Big, serious East Coast markets in large cities benefit from a plethora of smaller farms to feed their patrons, and there's a long history of public market culture out there. West Coast markets enjoy a much longer growing season, a wider variety of produce, and the occasional presence of celebrities. All of us so-called flyover states have a shorter growing season than the West Coast and significantly more land and commodity agriculture than the East Coast, and probably fewer celebrities. People just don't write books about the farmers markets in Des Moines, Iowa, or Columbus, Ohio, or Urbana, Illinois. Well, until now. The undisputable fact is the Midwest is developing its own vibrant food culture in small towns and large cities. And you are here for that, even if you're from somewhere else. It's a food culture that starts with people who love food, who support farms and the markets that give us easy access to those farms, and so much more. Where else can you buy food directly from the producer, bump into your neighbor, eat your breakfast, and know you're among quite a few like minds, at least when it comes to food? Nowhere, that's where. Now get out there and love your market, wherever it is. I bet it'll love you right back. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.